Okay, so after we just finished the sugya of Eidos Miuchedes, so an important line in toward the end of that sugya, the Ela Me'ata line, you know, brings up another, you know, short little, you know, topic, which can connect, you know, two topics that we've just did, right? The most previous immediate previous topic was Eidos Miuchedes. That's, you know, a lot of the chavrus here for. Topic before that was Nimtzeh Hamem Karav Apostle. So today's shiur is going to be the combination of the two, where the Gemara has this line. It's going to be very much affected by today's topic, which is, does the Psul Hazama trigger the din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasl? Again, generally know this din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasl. You have a Kat of Eidus, and one member of the Kat is either a Karov or a Pasl. So we say, oh, the entire Kat is Pasl. The question is, let's say one member of the Kat is not a Psul Karov, it's not a Psul Rasha, or not classic Psul Rasha, it's a Psul Hazama. Are you still going to apply Nimtzeh Mehem Karav Upasl to a Psul Hazama? So we're going to do right now is we're going to go through the shitas which say that the Psul Hazama triggers Nimtzeh Mehem Karav Upasl. Then we're going to go through the shitas and say it doesn't, and then we'll analyze both together, because you can't really analyze with one without realizing the other. So again, so let's go first for the shitas, the first approach, which says that the Psul Hazama does trigger Nimtzeh Mehem Karav Upasl. So who's the earliest Rishon who says this, you know, when explaining the Shach of Itaria, that the Psul Hazama does trigger Nimtzeh Hamem Karav Upasl? Rashi. Excellent. So Rashi is the earliest Rishon who says this, and it's going to take us to the very important Shach of Itaria that I was referencing earlier. So again, this is after Rav Nachman just said that we are Machshir, Eidos Miuchedes, by Mamanos. So it comes along, Maskif Lo Rav Zutra. Very important line. Ephraim, what do you mind? So you have one base on like the last line before the two dots. See, Maskif Lo Rav Zutra.
Oh,
okay. So what is that question? I guess Machokis is what that question is. But right, broadly speaking, we're saying if Eidos Miuchedes works by Dinei Mamanos, then you should also apply it in the Mishnah's case, even though Mishnah's case is Dinei Nefashos. Right, how does Rashi explain why you would apply Eidos Miuchedes? Why would we be Mitzari Fakat here? Exactly, because V'etzilo Eida. V'etzilo Eida says, oh, let's apply, right, the Tzeirav of Eidos Miuchedes to this case of Dinei Nefashos, because here, you're not using a Tzeirav to kill someone, it's the opposite, you're using it to save someone. But let's carefully look at Rashi. Rashi is going to say that the V'etzilo, being Matzil, is going to apply to multiple parties. And that's where it's going to connect to our sugya. So we'll carefully look at Rashi, Dirasko, but Dinei Nefashos. Oh, good. Right, so he says, oh, when you have a set of four, right, it's you have two sets of two, a total of four Edom, two of them become are Huzam, the other two are not. So you're saying, oh, be Mitzari for them, even though they saw it distinctly, be Mitzari for them to be Matzil who? Ahatzel es hazomim. Number one, by being mitzarei all four together, you'd be matzel hazomim. Why? Because what?
Because once you can't kill all of them.
Excellent, right? Because the din of anshiyazimu is kulan. So by being mitzarei them all together, since only two out of the four were huzmu, so therefore the din of anshiyazimu is kulan is going to exempt, right, the edim zomim themselves that everyone agrees to. But what controversial Rashi adds, not only are we trying to save the zomim, we're also the esha. Nidon. Oh, and also say the Nidon to be mevatel the entire Eidos. While Rashi hasn't said explicitly, what din is that that would passel the entire Eidos? Nimsa echad mehem karav apostle. Since two of them are zomim, which are psulim, that should trigger nimsa echad mehem karav apostle. Knock out the entire Eidos, even the Eidos of the Eidim Ksherim, and the male of the Nidon is going to be saved. So the fact that Rashi, again, we'll see the contrast of the Ramban, you know, later, the fact that Rashi interprets this Havamina, this question of the Elameata, as not only to be Matzil, the Edom Zomim, Midin, Achizim, Kulan, but also to knock out the entire Edus and save the Nidon, Midin, Nimsech, Mehem Karav Apostle, it's clear that Rashi thinks that the Psul Hazama triggers Nimsech, Mehem Karav Apostle. That's Raya number one, Shita number one. Again, that Rashi adopts approach, this first approach, that the Psula Zama does trigger Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Upasal. So which other Rishon Al Adaf, again, says this, not in the same Shaka Vitaria, but in a slightly different context? Tosos. Right, Tosos, right, much more straightforward. Tosos, Dir Maschal Hari Ilu Idus Achas. David, would you mind? Again, this is on the Mishnah, right? This is on the Mishnah, which says, oh, if they can, if Rowan Elu is Elu, they're considered one, they're considered all one kat. And Tosin can say, oh, what are the Nafkamina? Because the Mishnah only lists the Nafkamina of Achia Zimwa's Kulan. So now Tosin is going to add other Nafkamina as well, them being one kat. Right, so again, you also, for the Indian, the Din of Nimse Echamem Karvapasol. Right, and then of course that's the din of the Mishnah of Achi Azimah is Kulan. It's like one kat, and you have to be mazim all of them if you want to give the onesh azama. And the key for our purposes is the last line. B'tei nami. So Tosis explicitly says that the psul azama is like any other psul to trigger the din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasal. See, if Rashi in the later Shaka Vitaria of the Elamiyata, you have Tosos Stam in the Mishnah, oh, it's one kat, therefore you have this din of Nimsa that the Psul Hazama is going to trigger Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasal. And who else paskins this way? The Rambam. So look carefully at the Rambam. This is the Rambam in Parakav Halacha Gimel. Again, this Rambam is important for many, you know, different reasons. When we read it last time, the sugya of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Upasal, we said the one aspect we have to come back to that the Rambam again is assuming that the Psul Hazama is going to trigger Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Upasal. So Shmuel, see that you have it. So again, Parakha Halacha Hilchos Eidos Halacha Gimel. Avi Eidim Shlosha Afil Meya Im Hayu.
That's
okay. Yeah. Yeah, continue. Right, so again, for the din of Anshi Zimu's Kulan, it only applies when everyone is being made Toch de Dibor. So once everyone's being made Toch de Dibor, so then that's the Kat Le'inyan that din, and therefore you have to be Mazim, everyone, in order to give the Onish. So Adkan, the Rambam is only talking about the din of Achi Azimus Kulan. Therefore he says, and there the right, the gedder of tseiruf l'inyan that din is hagada toch de dibor. So therefore, if you don't have hagada toch de dibor, you're going to have two separate kita edim l'inyan that din. And therefore, if they're right, it's two and two. So then as long as you're mazim two out of two of one set, you're going to end up giving them the one shama. And the second set, which is considered a separate kat l'inyan that din, is, you know, not going to get an onish. But then the Rambam continues.
And it's true that even though the Shabbat edus club.
So this is very important. It's an interesting afalpi. I think the afalpi is going on. Even though we just consider it to be two kite edim in the din of Achi Azimu is Kulan, we're still going to consider it to be one kas in the din of Nimtze Echad Mehem Karav Upasal. Right, so the Rambam again. So one chiddush is the Rambam has a different geder of tseiruf for these two different dinim. We discussed that, you know, mostly last time. But for our sugya, it's very clear that the Rambam is saying that the psul hazama is going to trigger nimsa echa mehem karav apostle. Right, he's clearly saying that even though there wasn't a hagadah toch de dibor, right, it's still going to be considered one kas. And once l'inyan this din, two out of the four of this kas have the psul hazama, nimsa echa mehem karav apostle. So again, so the Rambam clearly agrees with Rashi and Tosvos that the Psul Hazama does trigger Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Upasal. The Ravid on the spot is bothered by right? Not very important. He's not bothered by like the robot, right? He's not bothered by, oh, how can you think that the psul hazamar triggers nimsa echad mehem karav apostle? Right? He's not bothered by that, right? Rashi, what's the only thing the Ravid's bothered by? Well, I guess there are two Ravis.
But there were two things. There was the Ravid that said.
What's the key point? What's the Rambam? What's the Ravid bothered by in the Rambam?
The Mishnah says who behind and how could it? What am I saying? How could it be that the other cut do that should be that the edus should be batel because of the first cut? Even the is that not what the Ravid said?
Do you have the Ravid?
Yeah.
Go for it. Amar Avram.
Amar Avram. Eini yodea mahu ki me'achar shelo v'u tilch de divor v'nechach shevu shtei kitos le'inyan hazama.
And once you think that toch de divor is the gather of tseruf le'inyan hazama of achi yazimu is kulan, so therefore, lama
tzivatel edus Akat Harishona, Achornas, thank you. The Hare Kavrotseya.
Basically, so the Ravid is not bothered by the Psua Zama triggering Nimsech Amem Karv Apostle. That's fine. He just says, but the same Gedr of Tserev, i.e., Hagada Tochde Dibur, which is the Gedr of Tserev, Le'inin, Ache Zimu Eskulan, that should be the same Gedr of Tserev, Le'inin, Nimsech Amem Karv Apostle. So the Ravid, again, still agrees with the Rashi Tosas and the Rambam in terms of our sugya that the Psul HaZama does trigger Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. The Ravid just argues, but that the Geder of the Tziruf needs to be Haggadah Tochtei Dibur. That just like Haggadah Tochtei Dibur is the Geder of the Tziruf Le'inyan Ache Zimus Kulan, that should also be the Geder for Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle.
That's not the way I read it, but okay.
Do you see now?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's the idea of the Ravid. So in terms of the our sugya, the Ravid belongs on this list, on this first approach of Rashi, Tosos, Rambam, now Ravid, of agreeing that the Psul HaZama does trigger Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. The Ravid just argues that no, you should have the requirement of Haggadah Toch Kedei Divor. And the Ravid just mentioned, right, brings up an issue which we discussed in the past, which is, wait a second, with Rambam, if we're dealing with Hazama here, and you don't have the tseraf of Haggadah Tochle Dibur, you also don't have the tseraf of Ru'iyah. Why don't you have the tseraf of Ru'iyah? Because the Edom Zomim weren't actually there. So that the question that the Nosa Kalim have to contend with is then what is the tseraf for the Rambam? So what does the Kesta Mishnah explain? What is the, right, if you don't require Haggadah Tochle Dibur, you don't, obviously there's no Ru'iyah here, so if you don't have Ru'iyah, you don't have Haggadah, so what do you have? So this is where the Kesef Mishnah on the spot and the Radzvas, I don't know if you see, say the same thing. Both the Kesef Mishnah and the Radzvas say that for the Rambam, we have a special tzeref here of like, you know, Biel Toch Bezin. As long as they came to Bezin, Biyachad, that is enough of a tzeref, you know, for the din of Nimtze Echad Mehem Karov Upasel. So again, so the Ravid and the Rambam are just arguing, so what is the tzeref needed for Nimtze Echad Mehem Karov Upasel? Ravid says, you need Haggadah Toch Dei Dibur, as we'll see, Tosas also going to agree to that. The Rambam says, no, as long as you have Biel, Beizdin, Biyachad, that suffices. But they both agree, you know, in the big picture, that the Psul of Hazama is going to trigger, Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle. So you have Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, and the Ravid, all, you know, adopting this first Mahalach. But before we analyze it, we have to figure out, you know, what's the problem with it, right? If you didn't know anything, you didn't know it was a dissenting shita, you'd say, yeah, Hazama is a type of psul, Nimsech HaMehem Karav Apostle, Edom Zomer Psulim, so of course, you know, the psul Hazama is going to trigger Nimsech HaMehem Karav Apostle. It's only once you see the dissenting shita, you're like, oh, that's actually a good point, then you have to then figure out, so that what is the basis of the first Mahalach. So again, who is the Rishon who really champions the second Mahalach to say that no, Nimsech HaMehem Karav Apostle is not triggered by a Psul HaZama? The Ramban. So the Ramban, if everyone to whoever has the Ramban, open it up.
Let me just turn.
Okay. Nice. You'll have to, I'll look at it later to fully be my aim, but okay. Looks good. Let's show it to Ellie. Ellie is the master of charts. kind of more figuratively, but again, you can also show it to him. So again, And then Yoshua, we have to bring back Yoshua. Yoshua is also a chart. Person, tell him we were thinking of it. Oh, so again, the Ramban, in Dira Mascha Olama Tzinak, right? The Dira Mascha Olama Tzinak Hu Vehina Ragim, is going to quote Rashi and vehemently disagree with Rashi's read of the Shach V'Tarya, because of this idea that he doesn't think that the Psula Zama is going to trigger Nimsech HaMehem Karv Apostle. Anyone have the Ramban with them? Yes, you got it? Okay, so Yosef, after... Yeah, so just go, right, so again, a lot of time. Right, so again, as we pointed out, because Rashi says, not only is the Tzeref L'inyan the Zomim for Achiezim Eskulan, it's also the Nidon, because he thinks that Nimsa Chamam Karv Apostle was triggered here. Oh.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Like
yours says, Ashari Efsher.
Sheilu.
All right, Efsher Sheilu Emesim. The Edom Ksherim are telling the truth. Me Edom. The Elu Zomim Shelo HaYisham. This is a very important line in the Ramban. Right? While the Edom Zomim weren't there. Weren't there. So basically, why would you passel the Ksherim who were there with the Zomim who weren't there? And he says, oh, Vim Tomar, Havalei, Nimsach HaMehem, Karavu Pasol. Havalei, Nimsach HaMehem, Pasol. At the end of the day, so you solve a problem. That one member of the Kat was Pasol. This is the key. Exactly. She gave in Jerusalem, Eino Mehem. What does that mean? Once... Exactly, because once they were Huzam, so then the Edom Zomim weren't there. They weren't present. So therefore, right? So therefore, says the Ramban, right? So the Ramban Shita is that Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle is not going to be triggered by Psula Zama, because once you accept the Psula Zama, so Imanu Ayisem, that means the Edom Zomim weren't present at Shasriya. Since they weren't present at Shasriya, so therefore there's not going to be Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle. We'll break this down in a moment. So how is Ramban going to understand the kasha of the Elamayata? So what, according to Ramban, what's Rav Chista only asking on?
Why are we killed?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. That the question is only on the Hein Neragim. And according to this, we quote the entire mission, because that's just the phrase, but the kasha is really from the Hein Neragim. What do you mean? This should be all one kas. Av Shizim was Kulan. You weren't mazim the entire kat, so therefore the Edom Zomim shouldn't be killed. But in Echanami, according to the Ramban, the Nidon is still killed, because at the end of the day, there's still Edom Ksherim, and you don't have Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle, you know, triggered here by the Psula Vazama, because the Psula Vazama dictates that they weren't there. Oh, okay. So the Ramban, again, champions the second Mahalach, which says that the Psul of Hazama doesn't trigger Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle, and the Svara given by the Ramban is that once they're Edom Zomim, the Mela, they weren't there, they weren't at Shasriya, so therefore that undermines Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle. Which other Rishon quotes this Machlokis and seems to side with the Ramban?
The Ritva.
It's Ritva, exactly. So Ritva, again, quotes both sides and says V'chein Nira Iker after quoting the Ramban. So it's important, right, in the grand scheme of things, that the Ritva adopts approach number two, like the Ramban, that the Psul Hazama is not going to trigger the din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Upasal. So now that we have this Machlokes, now we have to really start analyzing what is the Kedusa Machlokes here. So we're going to start analyzing the second Malach, again, what the problem is, and once we understand what the problem is and all the assumptions that, you know, entailed with that, now we're going to have a Pesach to then understand, you know, what is the basis of the first Mahalach and why they're not bothered by these problems. So again, so the Ramban's Iker Taina is that, right, is that once the Edom Mazimim are Mazim, the Edom Zomim, the Mela, we say the Edom Zomim weren't there. Once they weren't there, there's no Nimsech HaMehem Karav Upasal. We just isolate, there are two important assumptions of the Ramban, both of which are Lishitaso, Ramban Lishitaso, and we'll see the first approach can knock off either of these assumptions. We'll go through it. So assumption number one is that once the Mazimim are Mazim, the Edom Zomim, we trust the Edom Mazimim to dictate that the Edom Zomim were not present at the Shas Maisa.
Well, of course, because...
you say it's Pashit, right?
Yeah, because how else could they... It just not be that way.
You're saying that's what Azama is?
Yeah.
We'll get there. So it's not so Pashit, right? It's not so Pashit, but it is Pashit according to the Ramban, though, right? The Ramban was Shitaso, right? What is the famous Shita of the Ramban about how does Azama work, Akiva? Badavar, right? Even if you're people who weren't here at the beginning of the year, people different shiurim, right? The beginning of the summer, right? We developed, there are two different mahalchim to the way Hazama works. The dynamic between the Edom Mazimim and the Edom Zomim. One classic approach, we call it the Baldavar approach, adapted by the Ramban Ala Torah in Dvarim Yutes Yudchas. And the Ramban Ala Torah establishes that the reason, and the big question is, why do you trust the Mazimim over the Zomim? So the way the Baldavar right approach takes it is that the Mazimim are the Edim, and the Edim Zomimim are the Bali Davar. Because since the Mazimim are talking about Imanu Aisem, they're talking about the whereabouts, the location Gufa. Of the Edim Zomimim.
Huh? Gufa.
Exactly. So they're talking about the Gufan Shal Edim. The Mazimim are talking about the Edim Zomim themselves. Therefore, the Edim Zomim are the Bali Davar. And according to this Malach, you fully trust the Mazimim. So therefore, it's the Ramban Lishitaso. The Ramban who says, who adopts the Baldavar approach, is going to say, yeah, once the Mazimim are Mei Imanu Aisem, so we're going to fully trust the Mazimim to establish that the Edom Zomim weren't there B'Shas Maisa, and once they weren't there B'Shas Maisa, right, that is the first thing to say that once they weren't there B'Shas Maisa, there's not going to be Nimsa Echa Mehem Kar V'Pasa. So again, assumption number one of the Ramban, which you might think is Pashut, but it's not so Pashut, but it's Pashut for the Ramban, that we fully trust the Edom Mazimim to establish that the Edom Zomim were not present at the Shas Maisa, to fully trust their Edom Mazimim's Imanu Aisem. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that what? Is that what's the Koveya, or what is a necessary Koveya for Nimsa Echa Mehem Kar V'Pasa? Shas Re'iyah. Very important. The other assumption of the Ramban is that once the Edom Zomim weren't present b'shas re'iyah, that undermines nimsa echad mehem karov u'pasal. Because again, we'll see other people are going to argue and say, no, maybe shas hagadah can compensate. But the Ramban is clearly assuming that once the Edom Zomim, once we trust the Edom Mazimim to establish that the Edom Zomim were not present the shas re'iyah, says Ramban, we automatically don't have nimsa echad mehem karov u'pasal. Just point out, this is also Ramban Lashitasa, because when we were doing the sugya of Nimsa Echa Mehem Kar V'Pasal, the Ramban adopted the approach that you need both Re'iyah and Haggadah. And since the Ramban, like the Shitas Re and Tosas, since the Ramban thinks that Nimsa Echa Mehem Kar V'Pasal only applies when there's both a joint Re'iyah and Haggadah, so in this case where there clearly wasn't a joint Re'iyah because the Edom Zomim were elsewhere, so in the Mela there's no Nimsa Echa Mehem Kar V'Pasal. If, however, you think, right, that the Haggadah alone could be mitzarif for the din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Kar V'Pasal, then obviously the taina of the Ramban that, the Edom Zomim weren't there is not going to be so strong. So two assumptions of the Ramban, both of them are l'shitaso. Assumption number one is that we fully trust the Edom Mazimim. That's Ramban l'shitaso to view the dynamic between the Edom Mazimim and the Edom Zomim as the Edom Mazimim are the Edom. Edom Zomim are the Bali Davar. So of course you're going to trust the Edom Mazimim fully. And assumption number two is that that you need a joint Re'iyah for the din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Kar V'Pasal. Also, Ramban Lashitasu says you need both Re'iyah and Haggadah, and therefore without Re'iyah, you no longer have Nimsa Echa Mehem Kar V'Pasal. And therefore, that's why the Ramban is going to say, right, you don't have Nimsa Echa Mehem Kar V'Pasal in the case of Edom Zomim, where the Edom Zomim weren't around. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that means the Ramban is... It's only Re'iyah.
No, you don't say only Re'iyah, because as long as you... I mean, the Ramban happens to hold that you need both the joints Re'iyah and Haggadah.
Yeah.
That's I mean, as long as you need Re'iyah, whether Re'iyah is the only thing, like Shitas Rashi, Rashbam, or it's necessary, right? As long as it's necessary, but not sufficient. Meaning, if...
Not sufficient, what? So it's a low... Again... What do you say? It's a lower level of tariff or not a tariff at all without Re'iyah?
Meaning, he's saying that without Re'iyah, you don't have a sufficient tariff. Okay. Meaning, remember the Rama, the Yad Rama held that it's either one. It's either Haggadah or Re'iyah. And that wouldn't work out well, because here you can still have a joint Haggadah. Yeah. The Ramban is saying, you need Re'iyah. So again, if he held like Rashi, that would have been great. But the Shitaso is also great because at the end of the day, Shitas Ramban is that you need both, and once you're lacking the joint Ria by Edim Zomim, the Mela, there's no Nimsa Echad Nemkar proposal. Oh. Okay, good. Oh. So Ankan is understanding, you know, the second approach of the Ramban, and the Ritzvah, again, based on two assumptions. Number one is that we fully trust the Mazimim to say that the Zomim weren't there, and assumption number two is that that you need a joint Ria for the din of Nimsa Echad Mehem, Karov, Karov Apostle. Now that we have that, now let's go back to the first approach. Right? So the first approach of Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, and the Ravid. They all say that the Psula Zama does trigger Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle. So the question is, what do they do with the Ramban's Taina? Didn't the Edim Azimim establish that the Zomim weren't there at Chasriya? If they weren't there at Chasriya, doesn't that undermine Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle? So we're going to see two different mahalchim to explain the first approach. What's the simplest way to understand it?
They might say they were actually there in Chasriya.
Okay, that's the less simple way. We'll get there next. Excellent. The first mahalach is to say that these. Okay, we'll get back to Yisrael David's, you know, Ha'ara. The simpler way to say, and Rafi, I think you'll agree to this, right? The simpler way to say it is that these Mefarshim hold that Haggadah alone could be koveya for Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle. That even in a case of Azama where you don't have a joint Re'ia, a Haggadah alone or a certain type of Haggadah could be Mitzarev, the Edim Zomim, to the Edim Ksherim, to therefore trigger Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle. Which Rishon focuses on this, say in the realm of Azama, you need to play up the Haggadah. Excellent. Tosas on Vav Amad Aleph. Very important. So everyone can turn to Tosas on Vav Amad Aleph. Yeah.
What do you mean the Hazama triggers the Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle? And looking at Tosas says, Achas Mehem, at the end of it, Achas Mehem the Hazama Havi Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. It's like that. I'm not saying it triggers it. It's just saying it's the same thing.
No, meaning.
Meaning like it causes it.
Meaning because Psul Hazama is like a classical psul, therefore it triggers the din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Upasal. I mean, when Tosas and Vav Beis says Ubetela Nami Edus Kulam Bahazama Achas Mehem, the Hazama Havik Kin Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Upasal, he's just saying because the Psul Hazama is like a psul, therefore that triggers the din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Upasal and results in the Edus becoming Patela. The Edus can't become Patela if you don't have the din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle. You know what I'm saying? Ubetela nami Edus kulam bahazama achas man. It's pretty clear that's talking about the din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle. So what I'm referring to now is the Tosos on Vav Amnalav Amar Rava. We see very much that Tosos Mila Shitaso. Tosos here is not directly dealing with our issue. Tosas here is dealing with, right, when the Gemara says there's a Tanai of Tochadei Dibur, so Rashi says this Tanai of Tochadei Dibur applies L'chol Davar. That's Shitas Rashi, we discussed that at length in the previous Yerim. And Tosas is bothered by saying, no, that doesn't work out with the Shach of Atarya. We also dealt with the Nakasha later. So Shitas Tosas here is that what, Rafi, what is, when the Tanai of Tochadei Dibur, what is that limited to? Exactly. It's limited to the Din Hazama of Anshi Azimu Eskulam. So it comes out of Tosos, is that only the Din Hazama of Anshi Zimus Kulan is subject to the Tanai of Tochdei Dibur. Mash Enkin, the general Din, very focused, the general Din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle by Shar Psulim, that is not subject to the Din, to the requirement of Haggadah Tochdei Dibur. So Tosos now has explained Mishnah. Why is it that you have the requirement of Haggadah Tochdei Dibur for Hazama, but not for Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle generally? So see two, the second really wide line, Tosas says Vim Tomar Maishna. Benny, do you see it? In the middle of the second wide line is Vim Tomar Maishna. Tosas, do you? Oh. This is the best part, right? Shna, Mishna, what are you talking about? What type of kasha is that? You couldn't be more different. So what's the chilek? Oh, Kilon, right? Tosa says, Davka by sharp psulim, where all the psulim were assuming are telling the MS, right? And they're right, and therefore they were all there at the Eidus. Continue. So, but stam nimsecha man karvu puzzle. So the karvu of the puzzle, we assume they're telling the truth. Therefore, they all did witness the maisa. So therefore, the mitzaref was through the riyah. And because you had a mitzaref of the riyah, a joint riyah was mitzaref them. So therefore, all you need is a hagada. But you don't need hagada toch de dibur because you already have the mitzaref at the shas riyah. Aval, this key. Oh, so says Tosos, but when it comes to Hazama, right, he agrees to the Ramban on this part, we totally trust the Mazimim. Since we totally trust the Mazimim to establish that the Zomim weren't present, so Dafka there, do you, and therefore you don't have a joint Re'iyah, so Dafka there, do you need the Mitzarif of Haggadah Tochadei Dibur to, you know, to provide that Seraph to trigger, the cut. Very clear. So Tosas here is saying that Dafka by Hazamad you need Haggadah Tochadei Dibur because you didn't have a Re'iyah. Mashenkin, generally, when there is a joint Re'iyah, then you don't need Haggadah Tochadei Dibur. So while Tosas here is actually not talking about our case, he's only talking about the Dinah of Hazama of Achezim with Kulan, which requires Haggadah Tochadei Dibur, which is contrasting with the general din of Nimtzeh HaMem Karav Apostle. But if you put the two Tosas together, it works out. Because when Tosas on Vavim Beis says that Nimtzeh Echad Mehem Karav Apostle is going to be triggered by a Psul Hazama, you put the two together, what Tosas is going to tell you, but by Hazama, you're going to need a Haggadah Tochadei Dibur to provide that Seraph. So in essence, Shita's Tosos is going to be that the reason why Tosos is not bothered by the Ramban's Tainav, what do you mean there's no joint Riyah? Because Tosos himself of Vavam and Aleph says that you can have a Haggadah Tochadei Dibur to compensate for the lack of Riyah Biyachad. So if you put the two Tosos together, Tosos will tell the Ramban, yes, that a Psul Hazama will trigger the din of Nimsa Echam Ham Karv Apostle if there is a Haggadah Tochadei Dibur. Because Tosas and Davav Aman Aleph is going to tell you that yes, whenever you're lacking a joint Re'iyah in the realm of Hazama, you can make that up by having a Haggadah Tochadei Dibur be provided to you. Yeah. Yeah, I think that Tosas there also spells out that you only need. I mean, Tosas himself points out in the last couple lines that in all cases you need Haggadah. But the only need Haggadah Tochadei Dibur in cases of Hazama where there's no joint Re'iyah.
If Tochadei Dibur makes up for
exactly lack of Re'iyah Biyachad.
If you don't have Tochadei Dibur, it still works.
As long as you have Haggadah. And you need, meaning, even though you have a joint Re'iyah, you still need a Haggadah, because that's Bimkame Hadavar Kasim et Haber. But you only need the Haggadah Tochadei Dibur if you're compensating for lack of Re'iyah. So if you put that together with the Tosas and Vav and Beis, Tosas will tell you, yeah, when you're dealing with the Nimsa Echamem Karav Apostle for a Psul Hazama, you're going to again need the Haggadah Tochadei Dibur to provide that Seraph. So again, it's clear from Tosos that Tosas thinks that when you don't have a joint Re'iyah, the Haggadah Tochadei Dibur can compensate and provide that Seraph. And that's why Tosas, Lashitoso, is going to say, yeah, the Psul Hazama could trigger Nimsa Echamem Karav Apostle, provided that you have Haggadah Tochadei Dibur. Okay? Good. So which Achron also spells this out, that the way that the Farshim who think that Psul Hazama does trigger Nimsach HaMem Karav Apostle are not going to be bothered by the lack of Re'iyah because they're going to say the Haggadah is going to compensate. Excellent, the Or Sameach. So if you look at the Or Sameach on the Marmar Kamoshi, right? Yamin, do you see it? The Or Sameach, I'll say the last two lines, and it says, Ulfid Dvarenu. Exactly.
Even though that
Meaning, i.e., even though they weren't at Re'iyah, right? Still, afilu hachi. Right, so Or Samech also spells out, right, that this first Mahalach, right, the Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Ravid, right, who say that the Psula Zama does trigger Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Pasul, right, the simplest way to explain them is that they think that the Haggadah, and for the Ravid and Tosfos, Haggadah Davka Tochadei Dibor, is going to provide that Seruf to make up for the lack of Re'iyah B'yachad. So Akan is the first explanation, right, for that first approach, right? Again, how can they apply, right? How is that first group of Rishonim going to contend with Rabban's point? There's no Re'iyah B'yachad. And, right, first explanation is based on Tosos and this Or Sameach, is that, yeah, the Haggadah, Tochadei Dibor, is going to compensate for the lack of Re'iyah B'yachad. Yeah. You could say this for Rashi. You could say, again. Yeah. You could say that for Rashi.
Wasn't Rashi the one that said that...
And it would work for...
What said that the... what was it? This was the problem with Rashi.
Yeah, because Rashi says, Tochdei Dibor l'chol davar. I've discussed in different shiurim about how to understand, meaning that Rashi and Vav Malaf. Right. Yeah, so again, the question is how to understand that Rashi, you know, in which cases is that applying? But again, remember, like, one, you know, the Gvur Sari specifically said one pshat is that, oh, when you don't have Haggadah, sorry, when you don't have Re'iyah, so then you need this Haggadah Tochadei Dibor. So that would work out well with this Mahalach. That's very much, you know, Tosef's ask. Again, according to what I was saying is that, again, I was trying to say is that, oh, when you, yeah, same idea. I was just trying to say, when you have Re'iyah alone, you're fine, but when you have Haggadah, the Haggadah needs to be Tochadei Dibor. But again, in this case, where you don't have a Re'iyah at all, presumably you'd also need this, the Haggadah Tochadei Dibor, to provide the Tzeruf.
Haggadah Tochadei Dibor is only a way of maintaining the Tzeruf from the
Re'iyah. But again, here there was no Tzeruf from the Re'iyah. I was dealing with a classic case where you had...
If there's no Re'iyah, then you still get the Tzeruf anyway.
Exactly. I was just trying to say, I was trying to explain, how can you understand Rashi, right, within the Rashbam, you know, within the Rashbam and the Ritzvah, who say that, no, yeah, but Re'iyah alone is going to work. But Rashi says you need Haggadah. Maybe only when you have Haggadah does it need to be Tochadei Dibor. That's what I was saying at the time. But that was only assuming in the case where there was a Re'iyah. Yeah.
Why does this go to the Rambam saying that it's not Tochadei Dibor?
Oh, so the Rambam, again, as explained by the Kesa Mishnah, are going to say that the Bia, B'yachad, to Bezin, that is going to provide the Tzeruf. Along with Haggadah. Meaning, the question now becomes, within this approach, what is... Okay, you don't have a Tzeruf B'shas Re'iyah. So then, what is going to provide that Tzeruf? So again, for the Ravid and Tosas, you're going to say, it's the Haggadah Tochadei Dibor. And according to the Kesa Mishnah, it's the, you know, Bia Lebezin B'yachad, in conjunction with a Haggadah, that suffices to provide a Tzeruf. We're about to present an alternative for the Rambam, but that would be, you know, if you're within this first explanation that, oh, yes, the Haggadah is compensating, you'd have to say that the Rambam, you don't need a Haggadah Tochadei Dibor, you need a Bia Lebezdin with Haggadah, yeah.
That only works if you're assuming that Shan Rambam is not trying to finish that, so that Bia Lebezdin is separate from
the Well, but that's the case, because the... I mean, we're talking about a case of Edom Zomim. So I think the whole point of the Kesa Mishnah is that, yes, you don't, when absence of Re'iyah, so then the Bia Lebezin B'yachad is the substitute. You know what I'm saying? In this context, yeah, that's what it sounds like he's saying.
The Rambam is saying that for the Zomim, there's a different level of...
Exactly. I've talked about the Tochadei Dibor, correct. Yeah, okay, good. So yeah, the other way to explain, you know, this... You know, these Rishon. Again, the question is, what do you mean? The Ramana is a Valentina. How can the Psula Zama trigger Nimsecha and Karav Pasul? You don't have a joint Re'iyah. So again, first explanation was that, no, but you have the joint Haggadah. Oh. The second way of saying is that what?
That the Zomim in that actual...
Oh. So the other way of saying it is that we don't fully trust the Edom Mazimim to dictate that the Edom Zomim weren't present. What do you mean? Isn't that the whole basis of Azama? Oh. So for those of us who weren't there earlier in the year, we presented this concept of called Shein Eid Zomim in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. right? And Ramosha Soloveitchik, again, Bidasa Rambam, which is going to work out, you know, very nicely, as we'll see in a moment, develop for the Rambam that the Din HaZama is not like we've been assuming up until now, right? The classic understanding of HaZama is that you fully trust the Mazimim over the Zomim, and that's why, you know, you end up, you know, postling the Edom Zomim, you end up killing the Edom Zomim. This Mechudesh Mahalach of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik of Shem Eid Zomim, say they know. Really, we don't necessarily trust the Mazimim over the Zomim. Oh, why do we passel the Zomim? Why do we kill them? The idea is that the mere accusation of Hazama to say that you gave Eidus falsely, but not just a false Eidus that you exaggerated a detail here, a detail there, but you completely fabricated and you said you came up with an Eidus that where you weren't even there at the time of the Eidus, to be accused of such an accusation is itself going to passel the Edom Zomim alone, even if we don't necessarily even trust the accusation. So again, according to this Mahalach called Shem Eid Zomim, that the reason why the Edom Zomim become passel, not because we necessarily trust the Mazimim, but because it was such an egregious accusation that these Edom gave Edos when they weren't even around at the time, that accusation alone is going to passel them, even if we don't even trust the Mazim. According to this Mahalach, which was said, Bidasa Rambam, I'm not getting into details in a moment, so the way my father-in-law said it, is that this might explain Shitas Rambam here. Because if you think that the Rambam adopts the Shem Eid Zomim idea, well, then we don't necessarily trust the Mazimim to dictate that the Zomim weren't there. So maybe, according to the Rambam, you do have a Tzeir of Bishas Riyah. So while the Ramban Lashitaso says, the Edom Zomim weren't there, how can you have a joint Riyah? How can you have a Tzeir of Le'inyan Nimsechem Man Karav Apostle? Yes, Ramban Lashitaso, according to your Shita, that the Edom Zomim are the Balei Davar, yeah, you fully trust the Mazimim. That's a good taina. But for the Rambam, the Rambam adopts what's called the Treyer approach, that who knows who's right? And to the extent, the extreme version of the Treyer, that it's Shem Eid Zomim, that we even Lamaskana, after the Chiddush Torah, we don't necessarily trust the Edom Azimim. The Chiddush Torah is that we're going to apostle the Edom Zomim just because of the egregious nature of the accusation. So then, yes, then there still could very well be, according to the Edus of the Edom Zomim, they were there. And we don't necessarily trust them. It's double negative, right? There could still, even after the Chiddush Din of Hazama, the Edom Zomim could still have very well been there b'shas Re'iyah, to therefore have a tseruf of Re'iyah to trigger Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasa. So in short, we're saying that if you adopt the Shem Eid Zomim approach for the Rambam, is an alternative way, you know, to explain, and this actually might count for Akiva Sahara before, it's like, oh, because the Rambam doesn't require Haggadah Toch Le'edivah, because it could very well be. For the Rambam, you have the Tzeruf of the Re'iyah. Because the Rambam, Leshitasa, holds it. We didn't necessarily undermine the Ne'amonis of the Zomim, right, Legabe, that maybe they were present. And because they were present, maybe you still have the, Nimsech HaMem HaMem Karav Apostle, based on the Tzeruf of the Re'iyah. Yes?
Could it also be that the Shem Eid Zomim Shem
Eid
Zomim plus this Kashta would then also look at this, because
the
stigma of Shem Eid Zomim.
Meaning, yeah, it works out better, because Shem Eid Zomim idea is very much like it's a classic psul, right? And therefore would very much be nitan to a nispash, 100%. It's very much a psulik of. Excellent. Oh. So again, so two explanations, for the overall Mahalach of Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Ravid, and again, why can the Psul Zama trigger Nimsech HaMehem Karav Apostle? Option number one is that the Haggadah is the Mitzarev. Option number two is that no, even the Re'iyah is Mitzarev by Edom Zomim, because Edom Zomim, we don't necessarily trust the Mazimim over the Zomim, we just passel the Zomim because of the accusation of the Hazama. Yeah.
I would be more suspect of the Mazimim with an accusation like that.
Well, there...
Because... Why wouldn't you should have said that they gave Edus Sheker instead of saying that they weren't there. That's crazy accusation.
Well, again,
why would that be?
Exactly. The Joshua Zeran is going to say, because it's such a crazy accusation, that actually gives them that manus. Because they're putting themselves in such a, they're putting themselves out there to say, yeah, you were with us in this other place. They're setting themselves up to be proven false. If there are Edim, if other Edim come along and says, what are you talking about? No. those Edom Zomim were in the right place. So Gufa, what you're saying, according to the Joshua Saran we learned earlier in the summer, actually, you know, grants added Ne'emanus to the Mazim. Basically because they're totally opening themselves up.
Yeah.
When the Edom Mazimim say to the Zomim, you were with us,
yeah,
right? If the Edom Zomim have proof that they were really at the Shas Maisa, so then they can easily disprove the Edom Mazimim.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with that.
So there, the fact that the Edom Mazimim are still willing to go ahead with such an accusation gives them more ne'emanus. It's like more ha'azah. It's like a kind of halacha. When you put yourself more on a ledge, it's like you're like putting yourself out there, you're opening yourself
then
up
we
to
believe you
it
more?
Gives it, it's like more of an umdin than that. Okay. Correct. I'll show you the Joshua Sharon.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. One more time. I mean, what's the need for Ajit? Oh. What? Yeah. So again, it's a good segue to the Bach. So the Bach is going to be a great answer. That's a great question. Up until now, we haven't explained why it is that the Gedder of Tzeriv for Abshazimah's Kulon is different than the Gedder of Tzeriv for Nimsach HaMem Karav Apostle. The Bach we're about to present right now is going to give a good answer to that. But yeah. Why?
It needs to be formal by Zomim. Therefore, it needs to be more the people. Any aspect of the people won't have Hazama, but it can still have Nimsach HaMem. You just have to say a finish on the other side of saying Nimsach HaMem is for the Rambam here, is verified. The content of the Reedus is enough for the Seraph also, for both Gafan, I guess. But until you're just zoning all together, until you have the formal status as Shem Zomim, you're not going to be grouped together with
other people. Okay, good. Point. Interesting. Okay, good. So again, I was looking at different sugya, and I found this Bach. I was very excited. And put it back here. So again, the Bach is going to again similarly along the lines of the second explanation, going to explain, right, that the reason why, right, these shitos are going to apply, are going to think that the psul hazama triggers nimsach hamem karvu pasul, is because when we don't fully trust the mazimim over the zomim, right? Because the Ramban's taina is on the basis of like, once you trust the mazimim over the zomim, so the zomim weren't there. There's no tzeir of a shas ra'iyah. So what are you talking about? How can you trigger nimsach hamem karvu pasul? So the second answer we're trying to explain, first within the shein eid zomim idea, is to say no, we don't trust the mazimim. Really, is it maybe the zomim? You know, we're there, and it's only, you know, we only pass all the zomim because of this, the accusation alone. So the Bach along those lines, I just have the sheet. Anyone see? Oh, I forgot it. So if you look at the Bach, so the Bach is trying to, right? First he quotes the Rambam, then he quotes the Ravid, and then he quotes Tosfos. At the end of all that, he ends up coming up with a beautiful explanation for why it is that, you know, for the Rambam, for, again, it's also going to account for, you know, Tzvi's Akasha, but why you have a different Geder for, Geder of Tzeriv, for the din of Atshe Zimuz Kulan and the din of Nimtzacham Karav Apostle. So, Yisrael Dov, would you mind? See, towards the end, it says, Lufi Zed Nira, I would say, 6 lines from the bottom of the Bach, on the Mar Mekoma sheet. Again, the Bach is going to give a beautiful explanation, again, which is going to tie back to, you know, again, just to background, again, there is the Baldover approach, where he says we totally trust the Mazimim, because the Mazimim are the only Edim, and the Zomim are the Baldover. There's another whole approach called what we were calling the Trey approach, which says, really, there's no reason to trust the Mazimim over the Zomim, because it's a clash. Zomim say they were there. Mazimim say you weren't there. It's class of Trey. And it's a Chiddush Torah to trust the Mazimim over the Zomim. Once you take that Trey approach, and it's a Chiddush Torah to trust the Mazimim over the Zomim, so then you can open yourself up to say an Ein Bo El Chiddusho type idea. That maybe we only trust the Mazimim Le'inyan one realm, but not Le'inyan another realm. And that's really what the Bach is going to say in a beautiful, beautiful piece. Go for it, so David. You need tochdei dibur, otherwise they're considered tukite edim. But
mikol makom kevin shehuznu mitzasam habelin nimtza echad mehem pasul de idusin betela de chashuv kichad.
But they're still considered one edus le'inyan Nimsa echad mehem karav pasul. He'd explain why. Oh, now he's explaining why.
Afal gaf. The osan shehuzmu ein an omrim emes vulon is darfu ad she yeidu bebeisin.
Very important. This idea of trusting the mazimim over the zomim to establish the zomim were not present, that is limited to the realm of onesh hazama, i.e. achi zimu es kulan, which is all about the onesh of hazama. Aval.
Aval inyan shehe dusun betela, kiven shehafilu osun shehuzmu omrim emes hiyadnu, ela shehuzamnu, havale shapir tzeruf.
Right, they're saying, but le'inyan another din of nimtzacha mem karav pasul. All of a sudden, we say, oh, the edim zomim are claiming that they were there, so we're going to trust the edim zomim le'inyan this din of nimtzacha mem karav pasul. Say we were there, therefore there was a tzeirif of ria. Kevan jilafi defrayim. It started from b'shas ria. There was a tzeirif b'shas ria. Hav lechad edus. All right, va'achshav shehuzmu hav lechnimtzacha menem pasul. So the Bach. Right, he's not explaining that so much, but in essence, what the Bach is saying is that ein zomim chiddushu. It's a chiddush to believe the mazimim over the zomim. So therefore, he doesn't say it, but I think that's what he means. Ein bo el chiddusho. We're going to limit that chiddush of trusting the mazimim dafka to the realm of onesh hazama, dafka for the din of ad shezimu es kulan. But le'inyan other dinim, such as nimtzacha mehem karav pasul, try. We don't necessarily believe the mazimim, and therefore. Since we don't necessarily believe the mazimim, right? Since the nemanas of the mazim is limited to the realm of hazama, because it's on the chiddushu. For other realms of, you know, for the din of nitzach amem karav pasul, back to the status quo of trey. And then since according to the edus of the edim zomim, they were there, you do end up having it saved. So this is along the lines of the edomim idea. Right, slightly different twist on it, but the tzana shove is that, right, the other way to explain, like the Rambam and this group of Rishonim, right, is to say that if you think that Eid Zomim Chiddushu, right, if you attack the Ramban's assumption, Eid Zomim for sure were not there. Not so fast, say these Rishonim. Not so fast we trust the Mazim over the Zomim. So maybe the Zomim really were there, either because you take the shame Eid Zomim approach that we said before, or this other version of the Bach, which is like an Imbo El Chidusho, that yes, we're going to trust the Mazimim, Le'inyan, the Onesh of Azama, but not Le'inyan, Nimsa Echamem Karpapas. Yeah. Why? Interesting. It's a good question. So you're saying, according to the Bach Svara, it should be limited Davka to an Onesh, and once you don't have, in all those cases, when you have the, yeah.
You have to make it that there's two types of soul.
Exactly.
That's not crazy.
You're right. You have to think about that. That's good. Square hard. Yeah, it's me. No, very important. But Tosfos is really mechalik between Hazama on the one hand and other Psulim. As you're saying now, Tosfos Shitasa will say, but even for the din of Nimsa Echamam Karabu Pasal, right? So that's treated like Achi Azimu Eskula. Whereas even though you don't have a joint Ri'iyah, as long as you have Agada Tokhde Dibur, you are going to trigger. What? Meaning the. Correct. But again, I just thought that Tosis was focused on, oh, yes, in a Hanami, the Ramban is right. I'm criticizing. But yes, in a Hanami, the Ramban is right that there's no Re'iyah. But Tosis will say, I have a you know, Tzeref from the Haggadah. Although the Bach is saying, no, maybe there really is a Tzeref on the Re'iyah. Because even though there's no tzeirah from the Ri'ah, the Indian, the Onish Hazama, we can still say that they were present for the din of Nimtzach HaMem Karav Pasul. Oh, yeah, okay. So, you know, yeah, fine. Good. Okay, so we only have, like, you know, 3 minutes left. I just want to at least go back to... So what we're going to do for the next couple days, just to explain what's going on. We're going to go back to the beginning of the Mishnah on Hay on the Beis, and there are a couple of, you know, dinim there from the different drushos of the Hekesh between the Beis Edim and the Gimel Edim, and some important, you know, nuggets that come out of that Inyan Hazama. So the first Hekesh that's brought down, and just someone quickly read. Joey, would you mind just reading the Mishnah really quickly? Right, again, the first din mentioned in the Mishnah is about Beis Edim being Mazim Gimel Edim.
So if Edus
right, if you have Edus with two Edim, of course you can have Edim with three Edim. Change the Shnayim
L'Shalasha. So to connect two and three. But Shnayim Mazim for Shnayim, but Shnayim using Yazim L'Shalasha. So just like three can be Mazim, two.
Alright, so again, the Tanakhama has this drasha to tell you that two can be mazim three and two can be mazim 100. Skip a little bit. Rabbi Kiva Omer. See, Loba.
Rabbi Kiva Omer. Loba Ashdish.
So again, we'll get to what Rabbi Kiva's, you know, shita is, what his hekesh is, what this lahachmer love is. But according to Rashi, right, Rabbi Kiva is saying that Tanakama, we don't. I agree with your din. I agree with your din that Beis can be Mazim Gimel, but it's Pasha, right? Says Rashi. See Lo Hutzer, Dir Masur Rabbi Kiva Omer.
Yeah. So Lo Hutzer, we don't need to learn this out. The Mimela Yadina and Sheshnayim Mazimin as Hashlisha. It's Pasha that two be Mazim three. Sharya Shnayim Sheirim Mazalibi.
Very important. Right? Because Pasha that two can be Mazim three, because two is kosher l'chol edius shebatur. So what's coming out here is that everyone agrees to the din of Beis being Mazim Gimel. But Machokas Tanaim, which is according to Rashi, is that Pasha or is that a Chiddush? So again, start with, so Rabbi Kiva Lefi Rashi, right? Rabbi Kiva Lefi Rashi says, there's no Chiddush at all, it's Pasha. That seems to work out very nicely with the Baal Dover approach. Right? If you take the Baal Dover approach, if you think that the Edim Zomim are Baal Dover, so then yes, it's Pashit, because two Edim could give Edus on any amount of people. You can give Edus that three, or that 100 people are Harakhtim as a Nefesh, or Chilatim as a Shabbos. So within the Baal Dover approach, right, Rabbi Kiva's Shita makes a lot of sense, that this din of Beis Edim being Mazim, Gimel, or even 100, is a Svar Pshuta, because of course, once you have Beis Edim, as Rashi says, once Beis Edim can give Edus, and of course, you can made on any number of Baal Dover, even 100 Baal Dover. Oh. But the Tanakhama, however, argues, and says, no, you need a Chiddush. The question is, why? What's the Chiddush? So this seems to work out with which approach? Trey approach. If you adopt the Trey approach, that again, they're both, it's Trey, right? They're arguing against each other. The Zomim are not the Baal Dover. They're both arguing, did this Maaseh take place or not take place? So then you can very well understand why the Tanakhama thinks it's a Chiddush, right? Because at the end of the day, since it's a Chiddush, my chaz is sam chazahani, smol chahani, it's Trey. So you might have thought that the Chiddush Torah to trust the Mazimim over the Zomim is only when it's equal, but not when when there are more Zomim over the Mazimim. And the Meiri, if you had a chance to look it up, spells this out beferish. The Meiri spells out that because Hazama is a Chiddush, therefore you would say Ebo Lechidusho to limit to two and two. So the Meiri again highlights the Chiddush of the Tanakhama, that if you take a Trey approach, if you think that really it's not Baal Dover versus Edim, it's really Edim versus Edim, within the Trey approach we can understand why you dafka need a Chiddush to teach you that even Beis can be Mazim Gimel. We'll stop here for now, and tomorrow we're going to get into what exactly is the nature of that Chiddush.
Pretty easy. Rashi versus